talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
Hey, Scott Spears along with you, another rendition edition of the Exchange Club on this Getaway Friday, April the 3rd, 2020. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour, and we have a caller. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, since this is what Barbara said.
All right, here we go.
Four women, lots of opinions, and me.
You know, that's essentially what she said, but do you know what the first line was?
Oh, there's something before that?
Yeah, I'll give you most of it here, but I'm just looking for the first line at this point. The spiel, there's a first line, and then she said, different women, different points of view, maybe a little too different. We call it The View. But what was the first line?
Oh, I don't know. This is all I got was this.
You're very close on this one.
I'll check it again.
Yeah, we got an hour. Just the first line, because the rest of it was different women, different points of view, maybe a little too different. We call it The View. But there was a starting line that's kind of important that she said.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Phone lines are... Oh, hey, we might get this before the day's out. What we're looking for is how Barbara Walters started The View the first 6 or 7 years it was on the air. The thing basically went, different women, different points of view, maybe a little too different. We call it The View. But what was the first line? That's what we want here. The first line of Barbara's little spiel. All right, the other questions we still do not have answered. On the facts of life, what was the name Andy thought up to give the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? We don't have that one. On Little House on the Prairie, what was the name of Laura's horse? On One Day at a Time, what were the name of the two daughters? And then we're going to throw that question out because that's a little too difficult. Okay, this is interesting. Who played Mork from Ork's Son on Mork and Mindy? Who played Mork from Ork's Son, Mork and Mindy? Does anybody know who that was? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Looking for the actor's name. Who played Mork from Ork's Son on Mork and Mindy? On One Day at a Time, what were the name of the two daughters? On Little House on the Prairie, what was the name of Laura's horse? On The Facts of Life, what was the name that Andy gave to the girls' singing group? Does anybody know that? Go ahead, caller.
Was it Jonathan Winters?
Jonathan Winters, yeah. Went a little backward. They got an older actor to play his son. They were funny together.
Yeah, they were. It was good.
Oh, good show. You got it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. It was Jonathan Winters who was an Ohio boy. How about that? Who played Mork from Mork's Son on Mork and Mindy? It was Jonathan Winters. How about that? Okay. On One Day at a Time, what were the two daughters' names? On Little House on the Prairie, what was the name of Laura's horse? On The Facts of Life, what was the name that Andy came up for the girls' singing group? And we'll add a new question here. Oh, let's see. I have no idea what that show is, so we're going to throw that one out. Okay. What famous talk show host made a guest appearance on Laverne and Shirley? Does anybody know that? What famous talk show host made a guest appearance on Laverne and Shirley? Famous talk show host. On One Day at a Time, what were the name of the two daughters? On Little House on the Prairie, what was the name of Laura's horse? On The Facts of Life, what name did Andy give to the girls' singing group? We've had this around for quite a while now. Maybe we'll get it answered. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Barbara and Billy on One Day at a Time?
Not Billy, but Barbara's right.
No, Barbara and Julie.
Well, Julie, yes, Barbara and Julie. You have got it right. How's things going with you?
Oh, going pretty good, Scott. You're on lunch break. Can I try to answer one more?
Go ahead.
Was it Wolfman Jack, maybe, that appeared on the Run and Shirley?
You know, it wasn't Wolfman Jack. Good guess, though.
All right, sir.
All right, thank you.
Have a wonderful day, Scott. Bye.
Right. Enjoy your lunch. 740-383-9944. Yes, that was right. It is Barbara and Julie, the daughters on One Day at a Time. Now, the long question here is, on The Facts of Life, what name did Andy give to the girls' singing group? Kind of a weird question, but what was it? It was the 80s. On Little House on the Prairie, what was the name of Laura's horse? Does anybody know that? What famous talk show host made a guest appearance on Laverne and Shirley? Go ahead, caller.
Was it Jay Leno appeared on Laverne and Shirley?
It was Jay Leno.
I figured that. I seen him on Alice, too.
You know, he did. He did a lot of those TV shows before he got the big talk show gigs.
He sure did.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, guy. Have a good day.
It was Jay Leno. That is exactly correct. Jay Leno made a guest spot on Laverne and Shirley. All right. Let's throw some... okay, let's throw some more in here. What do we need? How many do we have left here? We've got two that don't have answers. Okay, here's the two that don't have answers. On The Facts of Life, what name did Andy give the girls' singing group? That's one that we don't have. And on Little House on the Prairie, what was the name of Laura's horse? We don't have that. Now, I'll give you two new ones. What method of transportation did Webster use to get from the upper level of the house to the lower level on Webster? How did Webster travel from the upper level of the house to the lower level of the house? In Knight Rider, what does Kit stand for? His name. I used to love that show. In Knight Rider, what does K-I-T-T, Kit, the name of the car, what does that stand for? What method of transportation did Webster use to get from the upper level of the house to the lower level of the house on the TV series Webster? What was the name of Laura's horse on Little House on the Prairie? On The Facts of Life, what name did Andy give to the girls' singing group? Boy, I wish somebody would get that so I could stop asking that question. 740-383-9944. And we still have the long-term question here. Barbara Walters, for years on The View, used to start the show the same way every week, every day. And we're looking for the first line of the spiel. Now, the spiel is different women, different points of view, maybe a little too different. We call it The View. But what is the first line of that? What did Barbara Walters used to say? The first line of her little spiel that used to start The View every day. 740-383-9944. Or what was Laura's name, her horse's name? On Little House on the Prairie? What method of transportation did Webster use to get from the upper level to the lower level of his house? In Knight Rider, what does K-I-T-T, Kit, stand for? I'll give you one more. Mork and Mindy was a spinoff of what television series? Mork and Mindy was a spinoff of what television series? Does anybody know that one? Let's see if we got an answer here coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Did Webster use a dumbwaiter?
Webster used a dumbwaiter. He was the little guy who used a dumbwaiter to get from the kit upstairs to the downstairs.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's right. Webster did use a dumbwaiter to get from upstairs to downstairs. All right. In Knight Rider, what does Kit, K-I-T-T, stand for? Mork and Mindy was a spinoff of what television series? Do we know that one? Go ahead, caller.
Were they a spinoff from Happy Days?
Happy Days.
Mork and Mindy.
That's where Mork and Mindy came from. You have got it. Thank you.
Good. Thanks, Scott. Bye.
Yes, it was. Mork and Mindy came from the TV series Happy Days. That is correct. All right. In Knight Rider, what does Kit stand for? The name of the car. What was the name of Laura's horse on Little House on the Prairie? Little Laura Ingalls' horse. On the Facts of Life. Oh, here I have to say this again. On the Facts of Life, what was the name Andy came up with for the girls' singing group? Does anybody know that? Emma, we'll do one more new question since we got Happy Days. Okay. Oh, this is interesting. I did not know this. What show is the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? I did not know this. That's interesting. What show is the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. So there's your four. What TV show was the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? In Knight Rider, what does Kit, the name of the car, stand for? What is the name of Laura's horse on Little House on the Prairie? And what's the name the singing group got from Little Andy on The Facts of Life? 740-383-9944. Questions galore. Go ahead, caller.
Were the Dukes of Hazzard spinoff of Starsky and Hutch?
Not Starsky and Hutch. That's a good guess, though. Good TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not Starsky and Hutch. What show was the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? I didn't know it was a spinoff, but apparently it was. In Knight Rider, what does Kit, the name of the car, stand for? K-I-T-T. What was the name of Laura's horse on Little House on the Prairie? Little Laura Ingalls' horse. And what was the name that Andy gave the singing group on The Facts of Life? The girls when they sang. I guess they were a singing group at one point. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? Or does anybody know the little spiel that Barbara Walters used to do at the beginning of The View? Every episode, looking for the first line of her spiel. Basically, the rest of it was different women, different points of view, maybe a little too different. We call it The View. But what was the first line of that? 740-383-9944. 27 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Still looking for answers here during this very thoughtful morning. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to try one more time.
All right.
Okay, always wanted to do a show with women of different backgrounds and views.
that's pretty much it. Basically, how it went, I had an idea for a show. Different women, different points of view, maybe a little too different. We call it The View. That was
it. I got on, I think, 97. I don't know if that's when it first came on, because I never really watched it.
Right.
And this is what they said, but maybe on a different one they did, but this is the only thing I could find. So.
That was how the show started. Barbara Walters' face would come on the screen, and she would say, I had an idea for a show, different women, different points of view, maybe a little too different. We call it The View.
Oh, now the couple I was on, she didn't say that.
Yep, that's what it was for a long time. But thank God we finally got that one. Thanks for calling.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, we finally got the Barbara Walters question out of the way. Now we're making progress. Now, are we ever going to find out the name Little Andy gave the singing group on The Facts of Life? When the girls formed a singing group on The Facts of Life, Andy gave him a name. Does anybody know what the name was? That's what we're looking for here. All right. On Little House on the Prairie, what was the name of Laura Ingalls' horse? I guess it had a name. On the television series Knight Rider, what did Kit, the name of the car, K-I-T-T, stand for? Does anybody know that one? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Oop, we lost our caller. If that was you, call back in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you know the answer. On Knight Rider, what did K-I-T-T, Kit, the name of the car, what did those letters stand for? What show was The Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? That's out there as well. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, did you ever get that answer for The Little House on the Prairie about the horse's name?
No, we don't have Laura's horse's name.
I'll tell you what it is.
All right.
It's Buddy.
It was Bunny.
Or Buddy. It wasn't Bunny. It was Buddy.
Was it Buddy?
Yeah.
Now, see, the paper says Bunny, but it was...
Well, it might be. I mean, I always thought it was Buddy.
Bunny or Buddy, we'll take... Now, was this horse important to the show? Because I don't even think I've ever seen Little House on the Prairie.
It was kind of important. They just added it in as a late one. She lost that horse because... You remember when the grandpa come to live with him?
Right.
And he took him out there and... she was riding it, and the horse actually hit a piece of old fencing, and they had to put it down.
Well, that is a shame.
Yeah, that was pretty sad there. That was one of those short-term, you know, interesting, you know, facts there about it. That was a good series. I mean, all the Little House on the Prairie was, you know, their shows were phenomenal.
Yeah, Michael Landon did some good television, that's for sure.
Oh, he did. He was just a great actor. And some of the actors that was on there with him, he had John Cash on there, which was really neat. And then he played a preacher on there one time. And then,
yeah, he was great. Well, hey, I thank you for finally giving us that answer.
All right, Scott. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, yes. The horse, Laura's horse on Little House on the Prairie. It was either Bunny or Buddy, but close enough. We'll take it. All right. So now our long-term question is, on The Facts of Life, what name did Little Andy give the girls when they formed a singing group? Oh, I'll be so happy if we get the answer to that. All right. Our other questions. On the TV series Knight Rider, what does Kit stand for? The name of the car, K-I-T-T. Does anybody know that one? We're looking for it. And as we continue on this morning here on WWGH Radio, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world that is unbelievable at this point. So we're always glad to welcome one of our dear friends to the microphones here this morning to help us sort through weird times in the world. He is one of the most legendary professional wrestlers of all time, recently inducted into the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame, where he should have been many years ago. A dear friend of mine, what a pal, the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson. Thunderbolt, how are you?
Kevin, hi, sir. How you doing?
Doing well. It's an interesting time, to say the least.
And not only an interesting time, it's one of the times that we've never seen before.
Never have seen this, no matter how old you are. This is new. What have you made of this?
Understanding. It's all in the Bible. It's all in the book. Understanding. And no one's above the law.
Why do you think this has happened?
Well, no one knows. No one knows. The only thing is we have to understand that there is a God, and this too shall pass.
How bad do you think this might get before it does pass?
We never, never know. You know what I mean? Because there's so many lies going on. We never know. You know, and it's not too much has been real here in these last few years, as you know. So we just took it one day at a time.
How hard is it to watch? Because I watch these television shows every day where we see the death toll go up, the infected toll go up, and they keep telling us it's going to get worse. It's very hard to watch that.
You better off if you do what they say, stay in and try to take care of yourself, and your main thing is to depend and lean on Jesus.
Now, Thunderbolt, what have you been doing during this time?
Spending time with Jesus. Keep trying to get some understanding of, you know, I've been through the rain, storm and through the rain, and God has brought me through it all. And here we are. It's a whole new day. Let's start. You know, Scott, it's been very, very exciting the last few years just to see and understand what's going on in the world. And, you know, we have an understanding because we know a little more about, we care about people. We care about people and care about what you do. Everybody don't feel the way you feel. And it's the hardest part, I think, for a person like myself and you is trying to get people the clear understanding because we can't make anybody do anything. Are you hearing this, Scott?
I do. It's
completely hold it over till I get out there, sir. Yeah. The world needs what we're doing now. I'm out now getting my few little things together with a good friend of mine. You know, they shutting down everything today. So we just have to lean and depend on Jesus and listen more to people that you believe in, that has had a record of telling the truth, and your life, your pattern shows what you do or you don't do. Now, we've talked about this so many times, Scott.
That's true. And here we are facing a national pandemic, something nobody's ever faced in this country before. And it's going to be quite an interesting month of April.
Yes, it is. I'm coming on around, man. I'm out in the parking lot at Target trying to get to the car here. Scott, I'm so fooled. I'm about to bust. A new family, wrestling family. People have been real, real good. A change of leadership. My friend Joe Briscoe and James and the Killer Bee. We've been doing a lot of things that's trying to mend the wrestling business. You know, there's nothing that we can do about this sickness and all, but do what they tell us to do and try to take care of yourself. But there are some things that can be changed, and that's what we're trying to do. I would like to say hello to a friend of mine that works with, this is the radio, we own. Introduce yourself.
Yo, what's up, Abraham? How you doing, man?
And tell me what church you're working with.
Hey, I'm doing a Connection Point Church in Austell. I'm a big old friend with Thunderbolt.
Okay, Scott, tell him. Okay, I'm gonna make everything clear. Come and let Scott tell him what we are about in the name of the station.
This is WWGH Radio. We're on the air here in Ohio, 107.1 FM, and we're a talk station trying to give people a point of view during this time. How is the church handling this awful time that we're in right now?
Man, I think the best way they can, everybody is, I think the church is adapting and finally changing and catching up with the world when it comes to technology and, like, you know, actually using social media more. Perspectives are changing. People, it's kind of hard because, you know, church is in the business of working with people directly. And this kind of makes people kind of think and adapt and, you know, ask themselves, hey, is there another way to work with people that we've never worked with before? You know, how can we have more of a modern mindset of being progressive in the sense of, like, moving forward and reaching a crowd that we never particularly would have reached if we didn't do social media? So I think the church is adapting the best way they can. Zoom has definitely helped everybody a lot.
You know, it's kind of interesting because people are not able to go to church right now, but yet a lot of pastors across the country we have heard are still trying to get people together, and some are being told not to do this. There was just a court case in Texas filed by some preachers down there who still want to get together. What do you make of all this?
Well, I think what I would think about all that is, like, our number one thing is we definitely believe in the scriptures that says don't forsake the gathering, and definitely we believe in gathering is the biggest part of the church, and that, you know, the church is the people, not the building. And if I think the mindsets are there, if the church is the people and not the building, wherever we're at doesn't matter. But these people that keep gathering, I don't hate them. I just don't think they're giving the church a good look because they're disobeying the laws of the land. And they are making us, church people look like we're crazy and we're out of touch with what's going on in the world.
So I need to butt in right there, Scott.
Go ahead.
That is the point where we've been dealing with so long. It's a spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if we would, don't make no difference of, if people just work together just a little bit more, that's all we have to do. I mean, there's a difference between a peacemaker and a peacekeeper.
I believe that, yeah.
So let's say, you know, what we're starting here now is trying to help somebody. You know, I tried to tell you a long time ago when I was supposed to be running for governor, if we were just come together and talk about things would work out. Because God is in charge, and people just have to let him be in charge. We can't just take it all. I mean, everybody don't know everything. We got to work together.
Thunderbolt, what have you made of people going to the store and buying up everything? There's a lack of toilet paper in this country now. What's going on?
If people just don't believe. People panic. People, yeah. Everything that's going on now is all for a reason. Showing the action of people.
Yeah.
I found out, Scott, when you're in a wrestling match, when you get upset and nervous and anxious enough, you mess up. Yeah. And there's so much that these people, are just don't have the right understanding about
And when there's little things on them like this at certain times, it just blows their mind.
I would agree with that. The Dr. Fauci, the head of the United States here, the main doctor, has said he does not understand why people are not paying attention to the stay-at-home orders that are being put in place by these governors. People aren't doing it.
But listen to me now. Listen to me now. I mean, look, we've been talking about for a few years about doing the right thing, and we have been facing with the wrong thing. Every time we condone or stir up or go along with those actions of individuals getting out of order, then what do you expect of the people?
What do you say to those people right now who keep going out? It's a nice day today, weather's not bad, but people are not staying in.
Well, understanding. You know, it's they used to tell me you're bed hard, you got to lay in it. This is killing people. You know, if you want to die, take the chance. If you don't want to die, you need to turn to Jesus and do what people tell. We have that law and order down here, but we can't take Jesus out of it.
Yes. Well, it's an important thing because people are really turning to people of faith right now, but yet I don't know if people really still understand how serious this is going to get. We're talking about 240,000 people being dead at the end of that. That's a quarter of a million people.
So, Scott, you're hearing all different type of things. Some say it was put there. Some say it's just this or that or whatever. I mean, it's serious. You know, they say a hard head makes a soft ass. So, you know, you have to pay for what you do wrong. And that's what this country is doing now. And individuals, if they don't get themselves together and listen and do their part, hey, it's all very simple. We make it very, very hard. I guess I'm in Brooklyn. I'm at a gas station.
Thunderbolt, how are you going to spend this time inside? What do you plan to do?
I'm reading my Bible and on this Facebook, talking to my great wrestling fans and people that want understanding. You know, I mean, and I have a mission to try to pass on what God has taught me. And I'm going to do my duty to try and help somebody. Hopefully, somebody will listen and look to Jesus for themselves.
What is the message you want to give to our listeners right now who might be listening to this program?
That I love them all, and that we shall come through. We'll come through this. We will come through this. God don't lie. But we must show the world that dividing, it ain't the way it's supposed to go. If we come together, it'll be a more peaceful world for everybody. So, you know, what do you want? Or what you gonna do? You know what we're gonna do, Scott. We're gonna keep on doing what we do and try to be right. That's all we can do.
That's right. Thunderbolt, thank you for checking in. We're gonna check in more as this thing breaks through. We'll talk with you via telephone. Thanks for stopping in with us today, and we'll talk very soon.
Have a good day.
Stay well.
Love.
Bye-bye.
Peace. Bye.
The legendary Thunderbolt Patterson checking in with us here on Friday. It's one of those times, you know, you check in with your friends, see what's going on. The legendary Thunderbolt Patterson. Phone lines are still open here, 47 and a half minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944, and that's what you need to do. Check in with your friends. That's what I'm doing here during this time. All right, does anybody have the answer to this? The facts of life? Oh, my goodness, I hope so. What name did Andy give to the Facts of Life girls when they formed a singing group? What was that name? 740-383-9944. On the television series Knight Rider, what does KITT, K-I-T-T, stand for? The name of the car. What show was the Dukes of Hazzard a spin-off of? Does anybody know? And I'll give you another question here since we have another opening. On Laverne and Shirley, what was Laverne's favorite drink? Oh, I remember this. It was disgusting. I've never tried it. I shouldn't say it's disgusting, but I don't think I would go for it. What was Laverne's favorite drink on Laverne and Shirley? Does anybody remember that? What show was the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? In Knight Rider, what did the name KITT, K-I-T-T, stand for? 740-383-9944, 49 minutes past the hour. On this Friday, we're still looking for answers here. On Facts of Life, what name did Andy give the girls when they formed a singing group? Does anybody know what it was? What does KITT, K-I-T-T, stand for on the television series Knight Rider? What show was the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? On Laverne and Shirley, what was Laverne's favorite drink? 740-383-9944, still 10 minutes left in the program today. Let's see here. Do we have another one we want to do here? Okay. You know what? We're going to stick with those today because I think the next two are a little confusing. So those are the questions we're going to remain with. Can we get these questions answered in the next 10 minutes? What, on Laverne and Shirley, what was Laverne's favorite drink? On Laverne and Shirley, what was Laverne's favorite drink? What show is Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? On the show Knight Rider, what does KITT, the name of the car, K-I-T-T, stand for? Does anybody know that? And on the Facts of Life, our long-term question here, on the Facts of Life, what was the name Andy thought up when the girls needed a name for their singing group? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how about a glass of Pepsi milk?
Pepsi and milk. You know, have you ever tried that?
Oh, no.
It looks awful, doesn't it?
It sounds awful, and I think it would look awful.
I think it will. Washing down that fruitcake.
Well, hey.
I know.
Scott.
I know. Even during the pandemic. Bye-bye. Yes, that was Laverne's favorite drink on Laverne and Shirley. That's right. It was milk and Pepsi. How about that? Now, who would ever drink that? I don't even know where that comes from. But yes, on Laverne and Shirley, Laverne's favorite drink was milk and Pepsi. All right. What show was the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? Does anybody know? On the television series Knight Rider, the name of the car, KITT, K-I-T-T, what does that stand for? I love Knight Rider, but to be honest, I did not know the answer to this question. On the Facts of Life, maybe this isn't even Googleable. On the Facts of Life, what name did Andy give the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944, 8 minutes left in the program today, 52 minutes past the hour. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. On Facts of Life, what was the name that Andy gave to the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? What was the name of their singing group? What did the letters K-I-T-T, KITT, stand for on Knight Rider? What show was the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. Those are the three questions we have left today. Is anybody going to take a stab at them before we go off the air? Has my friend Emma left us for the day? Went outside to play maybe at this point? We don't know. Who knows? It's been a fun 5 hours. We've gotten through a lot of these questions, which has been great. Does anybody have anything to comment, add about what Thunderbolt Patterson had to say there? We thank him for calling in. Does anybody have any comments in general? The phone lines are yours for the next 7 minutes here. 740-383-9944. I guess that would be yours. The phone lines are yours for the next 7 minutes. 740-383-9944. Anything you want to say, anything you want to ask, anything you want to do, right now would be the time to do it. Now, don't forget, we will be back on the air tonight, 8 until 10 p.m., possibly a special celebrity guest, and a co-host that I think you're going to enjoy tonight. Maybe. She's fun. We'll see how it goes. It could be, you know, it could be a knockdown, drag-out Friday night at this point. We really don't know. Do want to remind everybody again, Marion County EMA is accepting donations of personal protective equipment, the PPE we've been hearing so much about. Donations needed: disposable gowns, non-sterile gloves, surgical masks, N95 masks, hand sanitizer. Call the Marion County EMA at 740-223-4142. That's 740-223-4142, the Marion County EMA. Does anybody want to comment on anything before we head into the home stretch today, the final 5 minutes of the big program? 740-383-9944. Not even at this point answering a question. If anything is on your mind, dial the digits and we'll put you up on the air, and we can discuss whatever is on your mind or anything you'd like to say. And we certainly appreciate Shecky Green for being on today, Thunderbolt Patterson for being on today. A lot of great people have called in, and hopefully in the midst of this entire mess, we've had some laughs, we've had some seriousness, we've gotten some information across. I hope we've been able to do all that today, because that is the point. And hopefully we'll be able to do that tonight. That's where we are in this pandemic. And that's where we will continue to be. You know, I never got out the old phone today and placed any calls. The phone from the Civil War, the old Bell South telephone. Never got that out and did anything. Is anybody going to take any final stabs? They're out here on the Facts of Life. What name did Little Andy give the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? Does anybody know what that was? On the television series Knight Rider with David Hasselhoff, what does KIT, K-I-T-T, what did those initials stand for? What show is the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? Never knew it was a spinoff. Does anybody know what show the Dukes of Hazzard was a spinoff of? 740-383-9944. You know, it's kind of okay that nobody knows the answers to any of these questions, because to be honest with you, I don't know that I would have known the answers to any of these questions. It's been an interesting week, and tonight I will try, when we're back here live, 8 to 10, we'll try to have updated information on anything that happens today. The celebrity guest that will be on tonight, I'll try to announce that as the day goes on. And as soon as we get confirmation on our co-host tonight, I will try to announce that as well. It's a very important time, I think, to be on the radio, because I hope, the hope is that through all this anxiety and all this stress and all this change that we're going through, that hopefully we're bringing some laughter and some new fun into your life that maybe was not there heretofore. Hopefully, that's what we're doing. Do also want to remind people they can check out the Paper Rings podcast by going to YouTube, searching Paper Rings. That's always fun. A lot of episodes of that there to check out. Interesting topics, to be sure. 2 minutes left. This is your last chance, your jumping off point, if you want to call in today and say anything. Try to answer a question, whatever you want to do. At this point, you have 2 minutes left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also, don't forget the great programming here at WWGH will continue all day today. Don't change that dial. All kinds of great stuff right around the corner. That never changes here at this particular station. And I hope that's of interest to you. You can listen online, WWGH1071.com, or if you miss any of the programs, there's an archive dating back to 2016 on the website, WWGH1071.com. You can listen on the TuneIn app. If you don't have a radio or out of the listening area, just download the free TuneIn app, T-U-N-E-I-N. It's a free app. It's in all the app stores. Then search WWGH. You can listen to us anywhere in the world. Who would have thought we would have been able to say that just a few years ago? We hope Charlie will be back next week if everything is safe and good with him. It'll be good to see him back, hopefully, as we're in the final 60 seconds. I hope everybody enjoys themselves today, enjoys the nice weather, and I will be back tonight, 8 to 10 on this station. So don't change the dial. Stick with us. The WWGH radio staff and crew is thinking of you during this time. We will be back tonight at 8 o'clock. More programming ahead. Stay tuned. Don't switch the dial for love nor money. It's been great. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout on this Friday.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
One song that you like, fast foods have ruined.